K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
All right, listen up.
It's Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. How you doing today?
I'm all right. I have a little problem I'm calling to hope you'll help me fix.
Uh-oh. Issues. Uh-oh. What's going on, Cindy?
Well, I met this guy in line at a bar, and I bought him a drink when it was my turn, and he ended up asking me out to the Meadowlark during restaurant week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good call.
Yeah, and I thought the date went well. We talked about how our jobs are similar and how we both love country music. We're big fans of Florida Georgia Line.
Yeah.
But I haven't heard anything from him, and it's been 2 weeks. So I need to know what's up.
Okay. Well, we're fairly decent at this. What is this guy's name?
His name's Bob.
Bob. All right, well, we're going to do, Cindy, as we'll get Bob on the line here, find out exactly what he's got to say about you and find out why he hasn't reached out in 2 weeks.
All right.
So hold on, okay?
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30, second date update.
What's happening?
So, Cindy, what's Bob look like?
He's, like, really buff, and he has dark hair, and he has tattoos.
Ooh.
He's really dreamy, yeah.
Oh,
listen to her.
She likes him.
You do. Hold on a second here.
I did.
We got the last couple digits, and the phone should be ringing, so be real quiet, okay?
Hello.
Hi there, is this Bob?
This is him.
Hey, Bob. This is Nancy and Fry Guy from K99.1 FM. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good. How are you?
Good.
What's up, man?
Good, good. You have a few seconds to talk to us?
Of course. What's going on?
Well, we want to talk to you. We got a phone call, and inquiring minds want to know what happened to you.
All right.
A little pause
in
there.
In regards to...
Well, we got a call from Cindy. I understand you guys went out, restaurant week sort of thing, and said she met you at a bar. You guys had a good time, and she hasn't heard from you in 2 weeks, and she kind of called us asking for help to figure out where you went.
Huh. Well, yeah, I mean, I guess we had a nice time. She's a really nice girl. She's very pretty.
That's good.
But... I hear a but, don't you, Fry?
Well, yeah, you just kind of stopped.
No chemistry or what? She thought there was.
No, there was lots of chemistry. We got along, and you know, she was really cool and interesting. But at the restaurant, she was like sampling my food.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, she was literally like, I didn't catch her wash her hands. She didn't use silverware. She was just, like had her paws in my food like the whole meal. She
Wait.
Just kept like reaching over, not
what?
My food.
What? Now tell us what happened. So you order your food, right?
All
right.
So we order our food, and literally every time a new dish came out, before I even had a chance to try my own stuff, like. I understand if you're going to, you know, an appetizer, but literally she would just reach over the table and take, you know, right into my food. No fork, no spoon, her fingers. So I was like shocked, you know, it was really disgusting.
That's,
You said that was fine that we shared our food.
Well, there she is, Bob.
Oh, well, should have saw that coming. I meant sharing our appetizers, you know, not pawing my food.
Pawing? I like that.
Well, I feel like pawing is a pretty harsh word. Maybe I was just thinking about pawing you, and I took it out on the food.
Wow. I like her.
Bob?
Yeah, I'm still here.
he was reflecting for a minute.
What do you think of that?
I'm sorry I made you upset and acted rudely.
That's okay.
If I'm really good, can we try again?
You don't have to be that good.
No blue humor. No blue humor.
Right.
But maybe we can help with this. Sounds like there's some chemistry there, Fry.
Well, yeah, this is okay. We have a limo. We can send you guys out to eat again, find something for you to do if you guys are willing to go back on a second date.
Yeah, I would give it another try.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you like that pawing thing.
Exactly.
So,
yeah, I'd be interested too.
Wow.
So this worked out good.
I don't even really think they needed us. Very much here,
no,
do you?
Exactly. See, you should have called.
Yeah. Okay, they're already on their second date.
Exactly.
They don't need us anymore.
Well, good luck to you both.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.